Okay, so we have no relationships to disclose. And once again, thank you for your interest in alcohol policy. For us, as advocates promoting health equity, this is a social justice issue, and we are grateful for our community partners. SHIP Positive is the alcohol prevention initiative from El Paso del Norte Health Foundation, and we at the YMCA are the backbone organization for the initiative. During the last year and this year, we have been working with Michael Sparks and his team to build community capacity to be effective alcohol policies advocates. So who we are? Our year-long alcohol policy advocacy training in the U.S.-Mexico border region includes a diverse group of community partners who are interested in alcohol policy and to promote evidence-based and to promote effective and evidence-based strategies to reduce alcohol underage drinking and binge drinking using a collective impact approach. On the U.S. side, we had identified social host ordinance as a promising, effective strategy to reduce underage drinking. And we will be talking about that during the next few slides. So through our initiative, we are focusing on increasing access to screening and brief interventions. We are also supporting state coalitions who are working in a state in Texas and New Mexico to raise the alcohol excise tax. However, this talk focuses on our efforts to gather local data to support our policy work. So as you know, underage drinking is a problem everywhere, and we have a lot of data about the consequences of underage drinking. We have state-level data for youth drinking indicators. In New Mexico, for example, this data is collected at the county level every 2 years through the Youth Risk and Resilience Survey. In Texas, these data are collected at the county level only for a few large cities, and El Paso, unfortunately, is not about them. So one of our first efforts was to conduct our own health behavior survey, and we did that during this year. And some of the data that we found is that among those who drank, 79% said that they usually gather drink at their home or someone else's home. And this is consistent with the state and national data, and it reinforces social access as a big risk factor for underage drinking. There's also a study done in 2012 among high school students, and it also shows the potty problem. So with guidance from the training team, the cohorts in El Paso and Ciudad Juarez have been doing environmental scans, environmental approaches around the four P's of environmental prevention to see how the situation looks around alcohol. And like I said, in the U.S., we had identified social access as one of the big problems. So, and especially house parties, because in those places, usually young people get access to large quantities of alcohol, and a lot of the high-risk drinking happens. So, as you know, environmental approaches are really important. Individual approaches are also important, but if we want to reduce alcohol at the community level, we need to focus on environmental approaches and on reducing risk factors at the environmental level. So why do we care about house parties? As I already mentioned, home parties is where most underage drinking is happening, and well, they usually involve large quantities of alcohol. It's really accessible to them, and a lot of the times they are unsupervised, and also, well, a lot of things can happen, like sexual assaults, violence, and injuries. So many communities around the country are adopting social host ordinances, which usually find, what they do is they fine people for providing the setting where alcohol drinking takes place. And these measures work like laws for speeding. They set a standard that everyone is expected to adhere, and usually they involve a civil fine for those who do not. So social host ordinances provide law enforcement an additional tool to hold accountable those who are providing alcohol to minors or providing the setting where underage drinking can take place. So through our process, we have been using a policy change framework to stay on track during our efforts and also to engage our community partners. Right now, we are at step 7, and we are really excited about that. But before getting to there, we had to do a lot of the local data gathering. So as I had mentioned, we knew underage drinking was a problem. However, we didn't have a lot of local data to support that. So we didn't have call for service involving underage drinking. We needed also data on details about the house parties that are usually shared on media, on social media. And we needed also qualitative data about the consequences of underage drinking. So let's talk about how we did collect data to solve our data gaps through surveys, key informant interviews, and social media. So in El Paso, we were able to request call for service for loud parties that often involve underage drinking. In 2014 alone, there was about 10,000 call for service, which really helped us to show the extent of the problem in our community. As I said, most people is saying that underage drinking is happening at home parties, and it's really easy to find those examples on social media. So for us, it was helpful to purchase a media software analytics, which is SnapTrends, and just by putting some keywords, if you put like drinking, house parties, or some keywords, you can actually get an idea of where the underage drinking might be happening. So surveys, key informant interviews, and social media all were pointing to house parties as the problem. Well, with the key informant interviews, we interviewed different groups in our community, adults, youth, and we asked them about the consequences of home parties to the individuals. And we got this information, and this is you telling us this. So high risk of sexual assaults, parents are part of the problem because they drink with them, or many times they provide the alcohol. We also asked about what were the problems to the neighborhoods, and we also got some good answers from them. And this data really helped because it helps to make the issue not only relevant to parents or to the youth, but to the whole community. So, and one of the themes that resonated the most is that most parents do not want someone else making the decision that their child can drink. And many times this happens at home parties. So it was important to have data at all of the levels already mentioned, because when talking to policymakers about a proposed social host ordinance, different kind of data can resonate with different audiences. So in summary, it was important to have data that showed that underage drinking was a problem, data that showed that house parties are a problem, and also data that showed what these parties look like in our community and the consequences to families, neighborhoods, and communities. So it's It was once said that data is only as valuable as the action it inspires or the lives it improves. We hope that our experience finding that data that will help us to promote policy that will reduce underage drinking has been helpful, and we look forward to learning about the work that you do. Thank you.
So, one or two questions. Yes, please.
Yeah. Well, I'm not aware of any state that has done it.
Massachusetts, Illinois.
Any others? Maine had one.
Okay, so I think Holly Mata, which is a program manager, she can answer that question better than me because she has been involved since the beginning.
One last one, and then we're going to move on.
We didn't look at that, but now in El Paso there's a lot of things to do, so kids don't have a, they can say that there's nothing else to do because they do have a lot of other options to do, but I think it's just the culture. They can't drink at bars, so they drink at home parties.
Did you have a quick one, or can you hold?
I have a colleague who works in
I remember during my high school years there was some of that. I don't know if this is still happening though, but we can definitely look into that.
Great, thank you.